Lesson 7, Special Days 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence structure. Transition. But. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, you'll hear a question about what has been said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. Could you post this parcel for me when you go out for lunch?
I wish I could, but there's always a very long queue during lunchtime.
What does the man mean?
2. Has Jimmy returned from Tokyo yet?
Yes, he came back just a couple of days ago, but he's leaving Paris for London tomorrow.
Where is Jimmy now?
3. Didn't you go shopping this morning? Where's the cake you promised to bring me?
I meant to, but the car broke down, so I did some sewing instead.
What did the woman do this morning?
4. The students' club is having a party this evening. Can you come and help with the drinks?
I'd be glad to, but it's my evening to work at a restaurant nearby.
Why can't the woman go to the party?
5. How long does it take you to drive home?
Usually about 20 minutes when there is not much traffic. But if I can't leave before 5 p.m., it takes me 15 minutes more.
How long does it take the man to drive home after 5?
6. Would you like to join us for a potluck?
No, not today. I have to do some gardening at home. But can we get together next Saturday?
What does the woman mean?
7. Could you lend me a pen?
I'm afraid not. Would a pencil do?
How did the woman respond to the man's request?
8. We'd better hurry, Jack. There isn't much time left. The match is to begin at 9.
Don't worry. We still have half an hour to get to the stadium.
What time was it when the conversation took place?
9. I hope I could see Jack and his wife here.
They intended to come, but a moment ago, Jack's mother called to say that he had to take his daughter to hospital.
Who was ill?
10. John's not going to San Francisco this summer.
But with his new schedule, he could.
What does...